Advertising informs. Suppose you invent a new product. No matter how good it is, it won't sell well unless you are able to tell people that the product exists. Explain how it is better than other products. Bigger, cheaper, faster, more effective, and let them know where to buy it. That is what advertising does. If the entire concept of your product is new, you may even need to tell potential buyers why they need it. If others create products just like yours, you will really need advertising to motivate people to buy your products instead. Advertising persuades. By playing on emotions and appealing to the need to belong, it transforms something that causes cancer, cigarettes, into a ticket to popularity and success. It takes a combination of chemicals and oils, perfume, and promises romance. It demonstrates how you can be smarter, prettier, thinner, and more successful. How you can smell better, get rich quicker, and make friends more easily. How you can avoid embarrassment, meet a mate, build a happy family, and have really great breath. It convinces you that you want solutions to problems which you didn't know existed, and that you desire products which meet needs you didn't even know you had. It shows you as you wish you were. It sells dreams. Advertising tells you what you need. Before advertisers told us to, who worried about whether the soap we use was making our skin dry? Who was embarrassed by teeth that weren't blindingly white, or disturbed when laundry didn't smell like a flower garden? Advertising isn't all bad, however. By paying for advertising space, companies fund most of what you read in magazines and books, and what you watch on television. It also increasingly pays for what is on the internet. Advertising also educates. It informs us about candidates running for office. It tells us about important issues such as the benefits of seatbelt use, the dangers of drugs, and the problem of drunk driving. It performs an important role in informing the public about available services. It explains how to use products, gives us recipes, and demonstrates ways in which we can change our homes and places of business. It teaches us grooming habits. Unfortunately, it can also teach us that to be accepted, one must speak English without an accent and be thin, rich, good-looking, successful, and white. It can make us unsatisfied with who we are, make us greedy for what we don't have, and leave us unaware of the miseries of millions who haven't a fraction of the comforts we take for granted.